Is he on there?
Is there anyone on the phone? The phone quit working in the middle of a meeting yesterday.
I know. I was here.
Is there anyone on the phone?
I was talking and talking to myself. Yeah. Which?
Okay, I'm here now.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we will call the meeting to order. This is the March 25th Justice Committee meeting. Roll call, please.
Deborah Pratt.
Here.
Greg Mattingly.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
Lloyd Holman.
Here.
Roselle Taylor. Bill Oliver. Dave Drobish. We have 4 of 7 quorum present.
Okay, thank you. Do I have approval for the minutes for the prior meeting of 2:25?
So, second.
Roll call, please.
Greg Mattingly. Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion on the claims?
Move for approval.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. We'll go on to reports. Circuit Clerk.
I have two things. Me and the judge has talked immensely regarding this. Went back and forth. I have had two search engines on my website. With the fees depleting from $800,000 to $200,000, I made a choice to get rid of one and go with one that we have to have to do e-filing, e-pay, e-plea. It'll save us about $1,300 a month. I thought it was a wise decision, a responsible decision. I wish I had the money. Attorneys are kind of upset, but I told them to come to my office, and one thing they can't do on this one is run their own setting, but I've made it free of charge with my girls emailing it to them. The second thing I have is case types are changing January 1st, 2022. I will keep everybody informed regarding that, judges and attorneys. I get trained starting April 7th. It's going to be a big change.
I've heard that.
Real big change. Record-keeping manual's changed. We will get trained on that, me and my girls. But we've done the same case categories, I know, since I've been here, and that was in 82. I'll give an example. We have felonies and misdemeanor domestic violences. They will not be considered CS or CMs anymore. They'll be considered DVs, domestic violence. And this is so the Supreme Court can do statistics, and that's all it's for. Divorces, if you don't have any children, it'll be called a DN now. With children, it'll be a DW. It's going to be a really big change. Yeah, Mike's got his eyes going back and forth. It's going to be a big change trying to find cases. But we don't have any.
Trying to find them or find them?
Both.
Just wanted to clarify.
Both. So, but I'll keep everybody informed and send out what I learn after I go through April.
Okay, I have a question, and I apologize if it's a dumb one, but what was the purpose of two search engines?
One was had more bells and whistles for the attorneys. DC's charges for different things if they become what they call a subscriber. But I've kind of taken on that my part with regarding dockets. We'll do it for free since it's a big change, big transition. This has been crashing constantly. It's from 1997. That's when it was designed when Kathy Hott was in office. My goal was if our fees would have stayed the same without COVID, the Supreme Court changing some rules and things like that, we were going to redesign it and make it a little bit better, but that's not in the budget either. That's $50,000, and I don't have that. So let's pray that we get some money, but right now I don't have it.
Well, okay. Any other questions for Sherry? All right, Circuit Court.
I don't have a lot to report. We did see it's March. We did do one jury trial in February. We've had jurors in. I think we completed 5 jury trials earlier this month. And, of course, having trial settings along with the 1 and the 5, we got numerous cases resolved. We're still acting under COVID limitations with the mask and separating people in the courtroom and so on. But, again, we're making some progress. And in terms of a backlog, I heard some statistic the other day, like the city of Chicago, they have like 28,000 felony cases that haven't been tried or something like that. And we have a few, but I think our backlog is not bad, and we've made quite a bit of progress, especially recently.
I said it. Is that Bill Oliver? I said on a Zoom meeting with UCCI Monday, and they kind of anticipate, they're hoping that some of these restrictions will be lifted by June. So they're hoping, but, you know, I wouldn't take that to the bank. I'm just, the hoping is the big thing there. So I know they, I think, I don't know when it is, but they're going to let the schools put the children to 3 feet. I don't know. That's coming pretty soon, I think. So I don't know. It's, thank you.
It's very slow.
Yes. Just bite my tongue.
I'm going to let you guys get me wound up this month.
Yeah. No. Hey, Judge, that happens enough on its own. Okay, the coroner. Court services probation.
The only thing I have a report, in July, our certification for mental health court will expire. So we have already completed and updated the documents for the program. Those will be submitted next week to AOIC. I spoke to one of the representatives from AOIC, and there are 17 specialty courts in front of us. So we should have our mental health court certified before the July date.
Oh, I hope so.
So we should be in good shape.
That's good. Okay. Thank you. EMA, Tammy's not here. Public Building Commission. Okay. Public Defender.
Not much to report for our office. I took over on March 5th, so we do have a vacancy within the office, but otherwise, we're just pushing along.
Thank you. Adam, Sheriff?
Nothing.
State's attorney.
No report.
Oh, you guys are making it too. Do we have any emails or public? No emails? Well, I have no old business and there's no new business. So, and we don't need a closed session. Next meeting 4/22/21. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Judge, that report you got that worked.